The biggest benefit from eating cocoa and dark chocolate may be lowered blood pressure, thanks to the almost decadent feeling of cocoa butter melting in your mouth. That mood may also contribute to chocolate's antidepressant qualities, says dietitian Kim Hoffman.
It contains phenethylamines, which is a neurotransmitter that's found in the brain and actually acts as a mood elevator. It also enhances the blood endorphins, which are the happy opiates. And they are basically around when you're on a high.
Not all chocolate is equal when it comes to those beneficial chemicals. Some researchers say the high heat required to process commercial chocolate, up to 130 degrees centigrade, can actually lower their effectiveness. At Honest Chocolate in Cape Town, South Africa, artisan chocolatier Anthony Grid keeps the temperature of his raw chocolate below 42 degrees.
There's a movement to minimal cooking or minimal heating of food, just to retain the natural antioxidants or whatever, the minerals, whatever it may be. So cocoa is part of that. You can do it raw with a very good quality bean.
In order to reduce cocoa's natural bitterness, manufacturers of chocolate products remove polyphenols, antioxidants that create the bitter taste, and add sugar. Food science writer Leonie Jobert notes that sugar is connected to weight-related illnesses and that chocolate isn't something that should be eaten every day.
The problem is that overexposure to sugar over a long period of time, it causes this repeated inflammatory response in the body, which now is linked to heart disease. Obviously, it's linked to obesity and weight problems and the associated diseases.
The confections at Honest Chocolate are made with agave nectar rather than cane sugar and have a very high percentage of cacao, something customer Jessica Bonin appreciates.
What I find quite remarkable about their chocolate is that you're not overwhelmed by the sugar, so you actually get to taste the chocolate itself, which is really so luxurious and quite decadent.
Like many other chocolate connoisseurs, Bonin satisfies her craving with just one small piece of really good chocolate. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.